With KSJD Local News, I'm Gail Binkley. San Juan County, Utah Commissioner Phil Lyman will spend 10 days in jail for leading a motorized protest ride on a closed road in Recapture Canyon in 2014. Co-defendant Monty Wells of Monticello will spend 5 days in jail. At their sentencing Friday in Salt Lake City, U.S. District Judge David Nuffer also ordered 3 years of probation for both men. Lyman and Wells were convicted in May of 2 misdemeanors, riding on a road closed by the Bureau of Land Management and conspiracy to do so. Lyman helped organize the ride as a protest against what he called heavy-handed action by the federal government, and Wells promoted the ride on his news blog. They could have faced up to 1 year in prison and $100,000 in fines. In October, Nuffer ordered them to pay $96,000 in restitution for damage done by other riders who traveled across archaeological sites. The Salt Lake Tribune reports that Nuffer recommended Lyman serve his sentence in St. George following tax season, as Lyman is a CPA. The Tribune says at the sentencing, Lyman spoke about artifacts raids conducted by federal agents in Blanding in 2009 and how they had frightened and upset his constituents. Lyman has strong support in much of Utah. He was named Commissioner of the Year by the Utah Association of Counties, but gave back the award. With KSJD, I'm Gail Binkley.